Good morning, everyone. Whether you are joining us online or here in the sanctuary, welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. I am the Reverend Michelle LeGrave, the co-lead interim minister here. I'm a white, middle-aged woman, growing shorter by the day, for real, and I am wearing a ministerial stole. My pronouns are she and her. It is a joy to be with all of you today. I especially want to welcome you if you are new or visiting with us today, and if you are joining us remotely, and if you can, please say hello in the comments and let us know from where you are viewing the service. We invite you to fill out the online visitor form at austinuu.org. We would love to get to know you better. As we work to create beloved community, we welcome all who would join us in building a better world with more love, more justice, and more peace. We welcome all who would join us in growing in mind, heart, and spirit. We welcome all who would join us in tearing down systems of oppression of all kinds. We welcome all who would join their purposes to ours in a loving spirit of right relationship and goodwill. We come from a long tradition of seeing a spark of the divine in every person. It is in this tradition, this living tradition, that I invite you to greet the holy among us, either in the comments or by turning to those around you. Please join me in our chalice lighting this morning. This is the flame we hold in our hearts as we strive for justice for everyone. This is the light we shine upon systems of oppression until they are no more. This is the warmth we share with one another as our struggle becomes our salvation. Our call to worship this morning comes from Max Warren. Our first task in approaching another people, another culture, another religion is to take off our shoes, for the place we are approaching is holy, else we find ourselves treading on others' dreams. One of the things that binds First UU together as a religious community is that the congregation has a common purpose, and that common purpose is its mission. The congregation wrote it together and put it on the wall in the sanctuary in big, beautiful, bold letters. Every Sunday we say it together so that we may more readily carry it with us in our hearts throughout the week. Let us say it together now. Together we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community.
Good morning. I'm Cassandra Ryan. I use she, her pronouns. I am a middle-aged woman with brown hair and a blue blouse. This morning's reading is Summons by Aurora Levins Morales. Last night, I dreamed 10,000 grandmothers from the 1,200 corners of the earth walked out into the gap, one breath deep between the bullet and the flesh, between the bomb and the family. They told me, we cannot wait for governments. There are no peacekeepers boarding planes. There are no leaders who dare to say every life is precious. So it will have to be us. They said, we will cup our hands around each heart. We will sing the earth's song, the song of water, a song so beautiful that vengeance will turn to weeping. The mourners will embrace, and grief will replace every impulse toward harm. 10,000 is not enough, they said. So we have sent this dream like a flock of doves into the sleep of the world. Wake up. Put on your shoes. I am bringing bandages and a bag of scented guavas from my trees. I think I remember the tune. Meet me at the corner. Let's go.
Please find a comfortable place in your seat. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. And take a deep breath in as we join together in this prayer by the Reverend Angela Herrera in both English and in Spanish. This is a prayer for all the travelers, for the ones who start out in beauty, who fall from grace, who step gingerly, looking for the way back. And for those who are born into the margins, who travel from one liminal space to another, crossing boundaries in search of center. This is a prayer for the ones whose births are a passing from darkness to darkness, who all their lives are drawn toward the light, and for those whose journeys are a winding road that begins and ends in the same place. Though only when the journey is completed, do they finally know where they are? For all the travelers, young and old, aching and joyful, weary and full of life, the ones who are here and the ones who are not here, the ones who are like you, and they're all like you, and the ones who are different, for in some ways, we each travel alone. This is a prayer for traveling mercies and sure-footedness, for bread for your body and spirit, for water, for your safe arrival, and for everyone you see along the way.
Esta oración es para todos los viajeros, para los que comienzan en la belleza y caen de la gracia, quienes caminan tímidamente buscando la manera de volver, y para los que nacen en los márgenes, viajando de un lugar liminal al otro, cruzando fronteras en busca del centro. Es una oración para aquellos cuyo nacimiento es el paso de oscuridad a oscuridad, aquellos que se sienten atraídos por la luz y avanzan hacia ella. Y para aquellos cuyas jornadas son un camino sinuoso que comienza y termina en el mismo lugar, aunque solo al terminar saben por fin dónde están. Para todos los viajeros, jóvenes y viejos, dolientes y alegres, cansados y llenos de vida, los presentes y los asuntes, los que son como tú, y todos son como tú, y los que son distintos, porque de alguna manera todos viajamos solos. Esta es una oración para la misericordia, para que andes con pie firme y visión clara, por el pan para tu cuerpo y tu espíritu, por el agua, para que llegues seguro, y para todos aquellos que encuentres en el camino.
Now let us enter into the silence together, knowing that nowhere is the world fully silent. I invite you now to light a candle, if you would like, if you are so moved. Candles representing joy, sorrow, hope, remembrance, resilience, whatever it is that you need to honor during this time. And as we light these candles, I invite you to keep in your mind and heart the members of this community who are ill or are in sorrow, and those who are celebrating joys. Let us hold the silence together throughout this meditative time. And now we light one last candle for all those travelers for whom there is no one to light a candle.
Hello, friends. It's a joy to be with you on this lovely day. Thank you for welcoming me. Thank you to Mary and David Overton for inviting me to be with you all this weekend, today, this morning, and to be a part of last night's celebration around legacy giving. It's really a pleasure. I know that many of us are working in so many different ways to promote justice in the world, at home, all over the globe. You are working to help your local community, and you're protecting our nation's democracy. Thank you. I know there's so much strife in the world, devastation around us in Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, Central America, many important causes that demand our attention. It's why I am especially glad to be with you to share some good that is happening, some work toward justice. In her 2019 message of support to the youth climate strikers, author Rebecca Solnit shared some important guidance. She opens her letter with this. I want to say to all the climate strikers today, thank you for being unreasonable. Your actions matter. Your power will be felt. Today, you are the force of possibility. At the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, we are blessed to be in relationship with partners who imagine every day what is possible. It is this fundamental principle that I believe is needed for the sake of a world that reflects our commitment to peace and to justice. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share some stories of UUC's history and the work that we're doing with our members, our grassroots partners around the globe, and with you. UUSC has always depended upon the support and the vision of the UU community, and the values of UUSC are at the very center of our congregations. More than 100 years ago, Louis Fisher, the dean of the Rider Divinity School in Chicago, had famously said, Unitarian Universalists, or Universalists are often asked where they stand. The only true answer to give to this question is that we do not stand at all, we move. Very true. So I get to travel around the country visiting UU congregations, and I find that each of them is so unique. This one also, the elements of the service, the configuration of the space, the special ambiance, all are very different from each other. However, there is one thing that solidly connects us all. At every single gathering, there is a chalice lit to begin our time of reflection together. It's the chalice itself, the very thing that binds UUs together, that calls us to the work of resisting oppressive systems such as racism, sexism, fascism, promoting human rights for all people, and caring for the earth that we share. Now, our chalice was not always the symbol of the Unitarian and the Universalist faiths. In 1940, Reverend Charles Rind Joy was sent by the newly created Unitarian Service Committee to Lisbon to aid refugees fleeing the Nazi regime. Dr. Joy worked with Hans Deutsch, an Austrian refugee and artist, to create documents with an official seal to match other travel papers that were required. That seal was the Flaming Chalice. It was at the same time when Waitstill and Martha Sharp were also sent to Europe by the Service Committee, and from these efforts, UUSC was born. If you're interested in learning more about our founding and the Sharps, the terrific Ken Burns documentary Defying the Nazis will be shown here at this congregation on Wednesday at 6 p.m. I hope you can join that. So, the thing that binds Unitarian Universalists together, the chalice, was founded on our commitment to human rights. Since the founding of the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, we have been committed to supporting the work of liberation, even when, and maybe especially when, it involves making high holy trouble for the powers that would deny anyone's full humanity. UUSC today works with more than 30,000 members across the country, over 50 grassroots partners in 20 countries around the world. We galvanize our members to advance climate justice, emergency response, and the rights of displaced people. The key to our success is a very dedicated membership and working in close partnership with these locally led groups. We invest in the grassroots groups to help them implement their own plans of relief. UUSC engages in the work of human rights through what we call radical trust. Our mission affirms the inherent dignity of all people. We're often the first funder of these groups, helping them launch movements for justice to grow into mighty forces of good on their own. UUSC partners consistently and stubbornly claim their power and reject the notion that there is little we can do. We're committed to standing with them and helping them achieve their goals. It's our shared goals. So how can we use the power of possibility to imagine action that can lead to different and better futures? Our grassroots partners see a better future, and getting to know their work offers us a chance to see new possibilities. Through them, we reach beyond ourselves to marshal our efforts and our resources to create a new world. So I'd like to share a little bit about the important ways that we, together, are advancing justice. With our migrant justice work, for example, UUSC focuses on three aspects of the crisis that people are experiencing. First, we're supporting grassroots organizations so that people can remain safely at home. They don't want to flee. We want them to be able to stay where they live, in Honduras and Nicaragua and Guatemala. We provide safety also for those who do need to flee along the migrant trails, three main trails through Mexico. And finally, we help them to seek access here in the United States. One of the ways that we support access to asylum is in partnership with UU congregations and other progressive faith communities to provide support to the congregations as they support and accompany asylum seekers. We're actually doing this same work with trans people in the southern United States to help them relocate up north to live in community and care with UU congregations. Recently, in another area of work, 27 Pacific Island students worked with UUSC to form a group fighting climate change. They took this vision from a theoretical law school project to the floor of the United Nations, and it was adopted by unanimous consent. UUSC was their first funder, and we were able to then connect them with even larger funders who could do more than we could, and now they are becoming a force internationally for indigenous global communities around the globe. In Haiti, we launched an emergency response fund to support our partners and people facing extreme violence and immediate threats to their lives. We do this by building upon the deep relationships that we have established in the country over the last decade. This work, at its core, is all about relationships. So UUSC partners cannot deny the devastating systems of oppression that order so much of our world. But with courage and imagination, they continue to resist. In this work, we see possibility and courage in our partners and with UUs across the country. And I love the way that our being a relatively small organization truly makes big things possible. A few weeks ago, I returned from a trip to Poland where we visited with partners who are supporting refugees fleeing Ukraine. One after the other, I found each of these partners, as I always do, to be immensely inspiring and dedicated to their cause. One group, Toward Dialogue, is working with Romani people in Eastern Europe, including Roma refugees from Ukraine, a largely ignored population. The Alliance for Black Justice Poland is a team that is fighting racism that is rampant in Eastern Europe and, frankly, among many NGOs. We're working with groups to support refugees and combat human trafficking. Martinka is the only group in Poland that exists specifically to protect refugee women from gender-based violence, and sadly, the need is great. I am humbled by the brilliance and compassion of our partners, and they are so grateful to us, to you, all those who support UUSC in different ways. Margot from Toward Dialogue told us that UUSC is different. We listen. Our support is flexible, it's unrestricted, it's long-term. We stay. I hear this again and again from UUSC partners all over the world. They tell us that UUSC works differently. Ours is a better model. It's one that works. And all of us together, we are creating these possibilities. We are lighting sparks of hope that burst into fire of commitment and justice. In rejecting the notion that there is no other way and little we can do, aid workers in Poland, Pacific students, grassroots groups in Burma, feminist farmers in Nicaragua, water defenders in Honduras, democracy activists in Haiti are recreating a world where all may flourish and thrive. It's not always easy to see what is possible, but what our partners share with us provides me with hope that we can, and we in fact do affect change. Here are just a few more examples from what I personally have heard from folks that I have had the opportunity to meet with. Ana Lorena from Mexico City. She's working to reunite lost and displaced people along the migrant trail in Mexico. She said that together we are putting justice on the move. Joseph from the South Pacific works with indigenous groups fighting climate change to save their countries and cultures from the ravages of the sea. He boldly declares that we are not drowning, we are fighting. Yasmin and Marissa of Legis in Macedonia, they're supporting refugees from North Africa, Central Asia, and the Middle East, and they share that where larger aid agencies swoop in, absorb resources and staff, their relationship with UUSC has transformed the organization, making it stronger so that they can save more people. Kasia from Poland, she works for the Association of Women's Rights. She said that she remains hopeful because she knows that where there is injustice, good people will organize. And Juan Antonio from Honduras, he is frankly my favorite. He's a quiet, sweet man, defending human rights defenders from corrupt corporate and government officials who are stealing lands and resources and committing crimes with absolute impunity. They're exasperating the migrant crisis. His life is constantly under threat. He has been wrongfully detained multiple times, and his friends and coworkers have been murdered. Yet he insists doggedly that hope is the act of defiance I commit each day. As a staff member at UUC, it truly is one of my great privileges to travel, to meet these partners, and to learn about their life-saving work. It is also my privilege to travel to congregations and thank folks in person for their justice work, whatever it may be. I know this congregation is doing so much good locally and globally, and I am grateful to you for standing with UUSC. I'm hoping a few more of you might join our ranks. A generous, anonymous member of this congregation is offered to match donations of new or renewed supporters up to $2,000. I have envelopes outside. You can give online. You can come talk to me later if you're interested in learning more. And a gift of any size, dollar, doesn't matter, will make you a member, and all contributions make a difference. To those of you who are supporting UUSC, I thank you. But whether you are a current member or not, I want you all here today to be confident that this organization is doing great things in the name of Unitarian Universalism, and that you are a part of that. The struggle for justice is real. But if you're ever tempted by despair, please remember UUSC and our partners, and know that we can resist injustice by joining together. Together, we are a force of possibility. And for that, I thank you.
From Jean Emro, we have a calling in this world. We are called to honor diversity, to respect differences with dignity, and to challenge those who would forbid it. We are a people of a wide path. Let us be wide in affection and go our way in peace. Go now in peace with love in your hearts, kindness on your lips, and compassion at your fingertips, blessing all others as you yourselves are now blessed. Amen, and blessed be.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.